Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets mostly higher in early trading. The US 10-year is down a basis point, yielding 4.23%. The dollar is largely flat against the major currencies, but the yen did touch a new 34-year low against the dollar. Gold is flat, oil and industrial metals are lower, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. Activity remains light ahead of the Easter holiday. The market continues to benefit from central bank rate cut expectations and better macro backdrop. Some thoughts are that positioning and stretched technical indicators might limit the upside, along with the month-end and quarter-end rebalancing. Little in the way of fresh central bank rhetoric out of Europe. Hawkish Bank of England member Mann warned the market may be overestimating the number of rate cuts this year. ECB members also continue to support a June rate cut. We also have the Riksbank policy decision due out later this morning. On the data front, we had French March consumer confidence coming in below consensus, Denmark Q4 final GDP above prior read, and Denmark February unemployment rate increasing above the prior read. Due up on today's US economic calendar, it's fairly light, with just the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that Egan Jones recommends Walt Disney shareholders vote in favor of Nelson Peltz board nominees. According to the article, Egan Jones said that supporting Peltz's nominees will force Disney to listen to new and different ideas, noting that the board appears cut off and unwilling to engage with investors and the broader market. On today's earnings calendar, we just have Cintas and Carnival due to report before the open. Asian equities ended mixed on Wednesday following a late sell-off in Greater China markets. The Hang Seng fell, while the Shanghai Composite fell below 3,000 for the first time in a month. Beijing has confused yuan traders with conflicting fixing messages. Onshore and offshore yuan both weakened on Wednesday, breaking above their narrow 4-month trading ranges and adding fuel to talk that the PBOC was loosening its grip on currency controls and allowing the yuan to depreciate. This comes after several days of confusing messaging from the PBOC through its daily reference point fix, first weakening it by the most in 2 months late last week, before setting stronger bias on Monday and Tuesday. Today, the bank set a largely unchanged point, further confusing traders. And the Bank of Japan board member Tamura sees slow and steady normalization of policy. In a speech, the BOJ board member said that the decision to end the negative interest rate policy marks the first step towards normalizing monetary policy. He observed that wage hikes were spreading to a wide range of companies, and that the virtuous cycle between wages and prices were likely to continue. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100 and German DAX trading up. The Riksbank policy decision is due this morning. Consensus is for the central bank to leave the key policy rate unchanged, yet it could send a signal on near-term rate cuts. Swedish inflation has improved faster than expectations, and in addition, the demand side of the economy remains subdued, and the labour market continues to weaken rapidly. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.